What's up, everybody? Ben Raza here for Awesomo.com, and we are back with more NFL futures, breaking down everything you need to know. I know the season isn't here yet, but that doesn't mean in the betting markets we can't try to find value, break down who we think maybe is poised for a big year. And today, we're talking Defensive Player of the Year Award, not one of the premier things, but that doesn't mean there isn't bets out there and possibly money to be made. So to do that, bringing in my man, my golf man, Eric Lindquist, partner in crime. We discussed the PGA Olympics last night. Now we're back, ready to do this. Are you excited to dive into the defensive side of the ball?
I am. These are kind of the unspoken heroes that we don't talk a lot from the DFS perspective. It's very, very fun because it's half of football, or I guess if you want to put special teams in there, but we're not going to go into semantics here. I'm excited to talk some defensive player of the year, mainly because there's some value to be had on a couple of guys. I like how we're kind of targeting the same team over and over.
Synergy, man. And there is an interesting, it's a little more wide open than some of the offensive player of the year awards, I think. I kind of like that because if you hit this, no matter who, just for to give context, Aaron Donald leads and he's about 5-1. So any ticket you potentially cast is going to be a good one. Before we dive into the players, as you guys know, Awesomo Odds sports betting channel is officially live. This is where these videos are going to be hosted and all of our betting content will be hosted in the future. So like, please subscribe because we don't want you to miss all the content that we're going to be bringing you in college and the NFL throughout the year. So stay tuned for that. Do you want to lead things off or do you want me to get this party started?
I think it's yours. You've set the table so nicely. Okay. You should be able to deliver first.
All right. I'm going to Washington and specifically Chase Young to make the leap plus 900. Listen, at the end of the year, I think you could argue that he was playing like the defensive player of the year in a lot of regards. He was dragging a team that offensively really didn't have much going for it. And most people, when they played Tampa in that playoff game, I think the discussion was if Chase Young can wreak enough havoc, they can win that game. The other thing that I like, that line is solid. It's not just, okay, they're going to key on him. You have Sweat on the other side. You have some depth in the middle. You're not going to be able to just try to take Chase Young away. And that's the opportunity to rack up a lot of sacks. He had 7.5 last year. I think that number could push to double digits this year. And the other thing I think in general with awards, you want to be on a team that has a chance to win. And Washington's not the best team I've ever seen, but they're in probably the worst division in the NFL. So if they have a big year and Chase Young is the catalyst, I don't think it's crazy to think that he could hold this trophy when everything is said and done.
There's a great aside there. Just being the same way that we target quarterbacks or that we're targeting offensive player of the years, the MVPs of the NFL. You got to kind of look at the same thing with defensive players. A guy like Minka Fitzpatrick, you know, he's phenomenal, but it's really hard for me to want to go his direction as a long shot because I don't know how good that team can be with just so many question marks. So when you have these players that are exceptional on bad teams, it's going to be hard for them to win no matter what, no matter how good they are. But love Chase Young, love that entire defense for sure. I'm going to be going to my team, it seems like, this entire season, the Los Angeles Chargers. I can't get away from this team. I'm just investing in them over and over. I'll save Derwin James for you because I know that that's a guy that you're interested in. I am also super interested in plus 1100 Joey Bosa. Now, Joey Bosa only played 12 games last season, 7.5 sacks, but when he was healthier, 3 out of his 5 total seasons that he's had in the NFL so far, more than 10 sacks. You bring in a guy in Brandon Staley, an absolute genius, 1 year in Los Angeles and just kind of like completely changed the Rams. So now he's heading to the Chargers as the head coach here. I think that there's some revamped work that he's going to get both with Derwin James and Joey Bosa. I just think they both set up phenomenally well, that they complement each other. That defensive side of the ball could be very, very formidable. I think it's a team that also, now we know for a fact, Aaron Rodgers is stuck in Green Bay. Congratulations to him. So you have the Denver Broncos, which are going to be a stomping ground for 2 games. You have 17 total games here this season. There's an opportunity, I think, outside of Kansas City Chiefs, which will be difficult for 2 games, for the Chargers to really exceed expectations. They're great on the offensive and defensive side of the ball. I'm very high on this team, obviously. And I just think Joey Bosa, a guy who can put up some gaudy numbers, which when you're rushing the quarterback, that's going to be the primary way that you accumulate stats that voters really notice.
I mean, it's no surprise to see you back Bosa considering your dark horse pick in the AFC in one of our previous videos, which you can check out on the same channel, was the Chargers to maybe make that leap with Justin Herbert and whatnot. And I think if they're going to do that, my second pick, which you alluded to, at 20-1 has to stay healthy. Derwin James, to me, is a player that people certainly know him, but he would be a premier face of the league if he had stayed healthy. He played 16 games in his rookie season. He was absolutely fantastic in 2018. He only played 5 games in 2019. He played 0 games last year with a torn meniscus. This is a guy that we have not seen in basically a year and a half. And I look at this defense and I look at him. He is the type of player that can transform an entire team. And if he is healthy, and that's a huge if, you mentioned 17 games, but if he can play the majority of the games, I don't think it's a stretch to see he would be amongst the favorites for defensive player of the year. So I'm going to back a 20-1 shot in the sense that I think we're getting a lot of value because they are baking in, rightfully so, that this guy seemingly can't stay on the field. But if that's just a blip on the radar long term, this is the type of player that can absolutely get in the discussion because he is an absolute all-pro type player, no doubt about it.
Yeah, 6'2", 215, only 3.5 sacks and 3 interceptions in that 2018 season. But that just tells you how good of one, an individual tackler he is, and two, how he stands out on tape. 2018, coming out of Florida State, 17th pick in the draft. Everything about Derwin James I want to be invested in. Absolutely love that pick. One of my favorite defensive players in the 1 year that we only got to see him.
He's great.
Only played those 299 snaps in 2019. I'm very, very high on this defense and offense. Very high on Derwin James. But to round it out, let's just go to the chalk here. Aaron Donald, how can you possibly, at plus 500, not be invested a little bit in this guy? Winner of 3 of the last 4 defensive player of the years. Now, I will say Brandon Staley's gone, but we're going to just talk about the offensive side of the ball. You're bringing in Matt Stafford. I think that that just brings more win equity to this team, too. I think it elevates the floor for Aaron Donald. I know that that seems strange to talk about, but we're just looking at outright wins because there's nothing about Aaron Donald on a tape that's not going to jump off the page. Like, he is so phenomenal. Everything that he does is exceptional, and there's no questioning that. As long as they win games, as long as the Rams are competitive whatsoever, Aaron Donald is your front runner, and getting 5-1 on him, you know, he's got some longer odds than Myles Garrett in some spots. I think that that's kind of where I want to be invested. 5-1, great complimentary piece to Bosa and to James for me.
I am a little surprised at where his odds are. Of course, you knew he was going to be amongst the favorites. Maybe there's some fatigue. I don't know if it's like the LeBron MVP style where it's just like, we can't give it to this guy. Again, we've seen J.J. Watt rip off 3 of 4, and Aaron Donald has done the same. I'm not going to push back on maybe the best player in the league. He's fantastic. I do think some of these guys that we also talked about will have opportunities, though. So, again, I know it's not an award that's a headline grabber or a huge, you know, value catcher or whatnot, but there is some very interesting numbers there. And I think we've highlighted a couple kind of correlating to teams that maybe we think are poised for a big year. So on that note, as I'm just going to say one more quick plug for Awesome-O Odds, we've got a ton of content coming down. And as we get into preseason and certainly the season themselves, you're not going to want to miss that. So hit that like button, subscribe to the channel. And good luck, everyone. If you place a bet, let us know in the comments of who you're going with for this defensive player of the year. And stay tuned for more NFL futures as the season gets closer and closer.